Hello, good evening. My name is Frank. Is this Michael?
Yes.
I'm calling you from Opinion Research, Michael. We are a national public opinion firm, and we are talking with people in your area today, and I would like to ask just a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely for this short survey?
Yes. Confirmed.
Thank you. Now, my next question here, in which state do you currently live?
California.
Thank you. I am required to read verbatim all the questions, so do you live in the city of Stockton or outside of the city of Stockton?
In the city of Stockton.
In the city, thank you. Now, and since I am required to read verbatim, my next question is to make sure that we do speak to people within different areas here in the city of Stockton. What is the zip code where you live?
95210.
Thank you, sir. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
I appreciate it. Now, my next question here is to make sure that we do speak to people of different ages, with different opinions, of course. In what year were you born? Only the year.
1987.
In 97, thank you. Now,
87.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and correct that then. I appreciate it, 1987. And remember, I am required to read verbatim. And so which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
A man.
Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, sir, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American, or Asian-American?
Black.
I appreciate it. And what is the last grade you completed in school, sir?
Graduated.
College?
12th.
Oh, 12th grade. Thank you. And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger from whom you are the parent or guardian?
Three.
Thank you. Now, jumping to my next question, what type of school do your children attend? A traditional public school, a public charter school, private or parochial school, or homeschool, or child or children too young to be in school yet?
I have one that does public, one that does a private, and one that's in like pre-K.
Oh, I understand.
That's kind of cool that is.
I understand. Kindergarten? No, but that would be traditional public school, right? You have one in traditional public school. All right, thank you. Now, and you have one in private or parochial, you said, right?
Yeah, it's like a church school.
Okay.
Somewhat private.
Oh, would it be public? Yeah, public parochial. Okay, I appreciate it. Now, do you have any kids currently in preschool, daycare, or traditional kindergarten, kindergarten through third grade, fourth to fifth grade, sixth to eighth grade, or high school?
Yeah.
You do. Which one?
Preschool.
Preschool?
One's in preschool, one's in high school, and one is in the regular church, first grade.
Oh, first grade. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Now, what is most important to you in choosing a traditional public school or public charter school? Athletic or extracurricular activities, the safety, quality of the teachers, special needs program, size, graduation rate, and student outcomes, academic programs, or location?
And I'm choosing one?
Let me see if it gives me the option to choose more than one. What would be the top priority of the ones that I've read?
I guess quality of the teachers.
Quality of the teachers, yes, that's the one that it only lets one. So that would be your top priority of the ones that you have thought?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, sir, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first is Mayor Kevin Lincoln. How favorable or unfavorable?
Don't know too much.
Don't know too much. Not a problem.
I don't know too much about a lot of these that I'm sure.
not a problem. How about teachers' unions? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Teachers' unions. Based on what you have read, seen, or heard, of course, even if it's a little.
A little bit, I would say somewhat favorable.
Thank you. How about Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller? How is your opinion? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Of course, if I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first is private and parochial schools in Stockton, which is your opinion very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
How about traditional public schools in Stockton?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. How about magnet schools in Stockton?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And public charter schools in Stockton?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, thank you. And what are some of the reasons for you, from your somewhat unfavorable opinion of public charter schools in Stockton? Maybe you have thought about that?
Well, I know that a lot of the schools that I talk to kids that go to them, they tend to have a lot of stories of fights and other students that are doing things they shouldn't be doing. And
for example? Oh, okay, and gang banging, okay.
Drugs. And there's some nasty children, not nice.
Okay.
I'm sure the majority of them are good, it's just that the bad ones. You know, one kid can scare the heck out of the other 29.
So. I truly understand you, and I thank you for that opinion, sir. Now, would you say public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Of course, if you put everything on a scale, everything that you know about, you know, public education. Would you select the right direction or the wrong track?
The right direction.
Thank you. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Would you say this is very important? Somewhat important?
Yes.
Not that important or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Do you think the local public schools in Stockton need to change a lot? Some, a little, or not at all?
I would say they need to change some.
Some, thank you. From what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton? Do you favor or oppose?
Favorable.
Thank you.
That if they have more schools, more opportunity to have a great school or a better school than the best. So,
I appreciate your opinion. Would you say you strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. And for each, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter schools well, or does not describe them at all. The first is serve mostly students of color. Do you think it describes very well, somewhat well, does not describe them well, or does not describe at all?
You kind of broke up on the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. The first would be, the first one is public charter schools serve mostly students of color. Do you think it describes them very well, describes somewhat well, does not describe them well, or not describe them at all? That they serve mostly students of color.
Serve students of color. I would say somewhat well.
Thank you. Serve mostly low-income students. Do you think it describes them very well, somewhat well, does not describe them well, or not at all?
Okay. Serve low-income students of color.
Mm-hmm. Or just serve mostly low-income students. It doesn't say of color, but just low-income students.
Oh, low-income students. Mm-hmm. I'll say somewhat well.
Thank you. Help improve the entire public school system. Do you think one is public charter? Is that public charter school help improve the entire public school system?
I say somewhat well.
How about that they are public schools? You think it describes them very well, somewhat well, does not describe them well, or does not describe them at all?
I would say somewhat well.
How about that they are open to all?
Open to all.
Mm-hmm. That they are open to all.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Because there's some students that live outside of the little area they have.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to go.
You think it does not describe them well, or does not describe them at all, or describes them somewhat well, or describes them very well?
It does not describe them well.
Thank you. Now, that they are tuition-free. You think it describes them very well, somewhat well, does not describe them well, or does not describe them at all?
Very well.
Thank you. And
very well.
That they are non-profit.
Ooh, non-profit. I don't know where they're getting their money from, so I'll say describe them well, very well.
Okay, thank you. Now, and over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
I would say, more favorable from what I see.
Thank you.
No,
I appreciate it. We're headed towards the end of the survey. We're almost done here. Now, my next question, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
I would say I would probably be more likely to vote.
Thank you. Thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with, sir, they have said that they only vote for a candidate for president, for governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Do you vote for them always, sometimes, rarely, or never for school board members?
I say rarely.
Rarely, thank you.
This time, but I let my lady pick my vote.
And which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter school? Is it that public charter schools support different learning styles, are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention? Is it because they encourage more parent input and involvement, enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds? Is it because they give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, because they are free and open to all children? Is it because they are managed independently from local school district? Which of the above?
okay. I would say, what was the third one that you said?
The third one would be encourage more parent input and involvement. I can read them and you can select. The first one says support different learning styles because they are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention. Encourage more parent input in it. The second one, okay. They encourage more parent input and involvement would be the next. Enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds. Give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them. Because they are free and open to all children, and because they are managed independently from local school districts. Any other that you like to select?
I'm gonna say that they are open to families that may not have them if they had to pay. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, how likely are you to consider sending your child to a public charter school? Very likely. Somewhat likely, not too likely, or not likely at all?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. And how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
You said, how would I rate?
Yes. How would you rate? Yes, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I would say Stockton.
Yes.
Not so good.
Not so good, thank you. And, well, next, please listen to a proposal that I'm about to read that is being considered here in San Joaquin County. And it says, the proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathways. These students would graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or for further college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal?
Support.
Strongly supported or somewhat supported?
Strongly,
thank you. And which of the following is the reason you most support this proposal? Is it because receiving college credits while in high school, greater career options, reducing the money spent on a college education, paid internships, or technical certification to qualify for a job?
I would say the first one.
The first one, thank you. From which or two of the following, if any, do you get most of your news about national and local issues? From regional newspapers such as the Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle, Univision, Telemundo, or Spanish language radio, local TV news, a local newspaper such as the Stockton Record, a national network TV news or cable TV, from the local radio stations such as the 19 National Public Radio, social media, local blogs or websites such as the 209times.com, or which of the above do you get most of your news?
Cable TV.
Cable TV. Okay, any other?
Social media.
Social media, thank you. And now I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only to finish the survey now. Are you currently employed, a student? Do you stay at home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Employed.
Employed, thank you. And in politics today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, independent, or something else?
Something else.
Something else, thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican Party or to the Democratic Party?
I really don't have a side on that.
Not a problem. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
I'd say working class.
Working class. Thank you, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your opinions. They're 100% important there. And thank you for your patience with me. You have a wonderful rest of the night, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.